tune in again next time. God bless you.
Mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
Up next, the news bulletin.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio news.
Thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. To present it, I'm Alex Sianga. The headlines: Zambia Must Prosper Party calls for equality resource sharing. Lusaka residents question where CDF funds go. Aid cuts will push Nigerians into the arms of Boko Haram. And in sports, the Mixed Martial Arts National League 7 kicks off this weekend. Now, the news in detail. The Zambia Must Prosper Party President Kelvin Fumbwewaya has expressed deep concern over the recent riots that occurred in Chingola involving small-scale miners and the current UPND government. In a statement, Mr. Waya says the disturbances are direct results of growing hindrances among the local citizens, particularly the youth and small-scale miners who are marginalized in the management and sharing of the Zambia natural resource. Mr. Waya has called on the immediate engagement of all skilled miners in dialogues to resolve grievances fairly. He says there is need to review all foreign mining agreements to ensure that Zambians have equitable access to resource ownership and benefits. He further called on the enforcement of labor and human rights laws to protect Zambians' workers from exploitation and abuse and create opportunities for local partnership in the mining sector as outlined in the ZMP policy framework. The Zambia Institute of Public Relations and Communication, ZIPAC, has reminded all public relations and communication practitioners, as well as employers of communications professions, of the mandatory requirements to adhere to the Zambia Institute of Public Relations and Communication Act No. 11 of 2022 and ZIPAC Code of Ethics. ZIPAC Chief Executive Officer Nison Simukanga Mulea notes that communication plays a central role in national development, institute credibility and business success. He notes that therefore communication must be managed and executed by qualified professionals operating within the regulated framework guided by the law and ethical best practices.
And so, in line with our mandate, ZIPRAC will intensify compliance monitoring and enforcement mechanism to ensure that all practicing professionals are duly registered, licensed, and are compliant with the ZIPRAC Act. Employers are equally urged to ensure that individuals serving in communication functions within their organizations are professionally qualified, registered with ZIPRAC, and uphold the highest standards of ethical practice.
The non-governmental gender organization Coordinating Council, NGOCC, says it is worried over the decision made by the United States to withdraw development aid from Zambia, warning that the move could extremely affect women and girls across the country. NGOCC Executive Director Annie Mbewe Anamela believes that the reduction in support will hinder progress in critical areas such as productive health, education, and economic empowerment. This came to light during a one-day symposium on global geopolitics shift themed Zambia in Shifting World Order, Strategic Response to Global Geopolitics Reconfederation, organized by the Southern Africa Institute for Policy and Research, SIPAC, in collaboration with Ministry of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation. Ms. Anamela called for renewable commitment to strengthening locally driven solutions and reinforcing civil society role in protecting gender equality and sustainable development.
We must always remember that they are happens in the different groups. If we have a reduction in aid, for example, the withdrawal from health will affect the level of health care. It will affect the reproductive health.
At the same function, International Relations Expert Ambassador Lazarus Kapembwa has urged Zambia to adopt a more strategic approach to diplomacy, emphasizing that nationals secure outcomes through negotiation, not entitlements. Ambassador Kapembwa stressed that Zambia's diplomats must focus directly on achieving national interest, particularly in trade and investment, noting that global relations are driven by interest, not permanent alliances.
I am seeing concepts such as investment, diplomacy, economic diplomacy, and I'll tell you that those are just fancy terms. In reality, there is only one diplomacy. And that diplomacy is about who is the best trained diplomat and how they are facilitated and how well their national interest is defined. If you have good, well-trained diplomats, well-defined national interests, your diplomats are going to be adapted enough.
Traditional leaders in Batoka Ward, Chuma Central constituency, have expressed disappointment with the MP, Member of Parliament, Cornelius Mwetwa, alleging that the parliamentarian had neglected the area. The traditional leaders disclosed that they had continued being insulted by their subjects for enacting them to vote for Mwetwa in 2021 elections. Speaking during a meeting with their 2026 parliamentary hopeful, Joe Muchindu, the village headman stated that the people in the ward had left neglected. The headman also asked Muchindu to facilitate the meeting with President Hakainde Hichilema so that they can air out their concerns. The traditional leaders, among them senior headman from various villages in the ward, also disclosed that lack of safe drinking water was a biggest concern to the Batoka residents. They disclosed that they had been depending on a borehole that was funded by and maintained by Muchindu. Some residents of Lusaka have questioned where the constituency development funds for their areas go, as they do not see meaningful development in the constituencies. Mr. Banda, a resident of Ibex, has alleged that there is zero development in the area under the new Dawn government. He has demanded that the deplorable state of Dream Valley Road in the area that has potholes.
Kulibeva mine vichitika, sinigana mebota, kuna kwa tukwa Ibex, kulibeva mine vichitika, deni wa MP watu wako. No, ni wa foreign affairs minister wa mulambo haimbe. So anaonekee pochoka time mineti na wavotera kuna kwatu. In terms of CDF, kuna kwatu si woneka ku IBEX. Saidi kunyua meka ni basi. Kulibeza wanevichitika. Sinza tinda wa matamaki, wanapanga kudala, napeza kuli matamaki kudala. So sinza wanevichitika. Nilodia, ili mapotu ozima ningi, wachita share, nina wiki mposha kucha. So sinizo wa minafunga kuhiko nza ilodi, ya Dream Valley kani wa maiki mposha, kani wa mulambo haimbe, sinizi wa DFC one malai tukuno kwatu sinizwa vanevichiti kamandi tezo vila timjuni ya zanka stable au ya fenderako julai cash for weki si woneka CDF si woneka.
A resident of Kanyama, Chikwereta Hachipuka, has urged President Hakainde Hichilema to hold all councils accountable and ensure the people in charge of CDF utilize the funds for their intended purposes. He has lamented that there is no meaningful development in the area.
My president, waitane mkansela mwonzo magani, wachite report one by one. Kulingana na CDF, wamene nasebenza. Nina ngundrama zinasebenza according za CDF. So we are feeling, wamene ama anganila makanselers, including my MPs, muno mwaga nyama. Pa president wazati uzavuo chita kuti, hey, wanangati wazakuti la kundrama inachoka CDF. Yezo na indrama inasebenza zoona, pa inachika recover, wazati uza. Otherwise, in the area mene nilili, road yampo ndamali. Kumplena, beja mene naona. Please, the president, nangati kuri mtu wa mene mtu umashita, anga nila vija. Kuringa na mamenu unavutikila kani kugona umma cell for 120 days. Wina nkusana gona kuti ya salama za mkende. Gentlemen, wake up. Maazaku, mene kusima nzako.
Nalolo Town Council says it is disheartened with the low repayment of constituency development fund loans by the beneficiaries who accessed the empowerment funds from the 2022 to 2024. Council Public Relations Batson Kandimba has revealed that the local authority has dispersed a total of 8,700,400.